Hello, you are welcome to Let's Go Green here on Midlands 103. I'm your host, Aisling O'Rourke, and the programme is all about giving you ideas on how you can make small changes that will lead to a positive and lasting impact when it comes to environmental issues and sustainability. Now, you may have noticed there was a lot of coverage in the past couple of weeks about the government's plans to introduce a latte levy. Now, I have to hold my hands up here. I have a bit of a bugbear about litter. And I love my coffee. I possibly drink far too much coffee. But you go out, no matter where it is in the country, people have taken to walking as their hobby during lockdowns and all of that. And that's absolutely fantastic. But then we do see rubbish bags and bins overflowing, particularly at weekends, with the remains of that lovely hot beverage of coffee and tea and hot chocolate and whatever you have you. And one of the ways the government is looking to tackle this is by introducing what I think has been nicknamed the latte levy. But basically, it's going to be a 20 cent fee on top of our takeout cup of coffee or tea, in the hopes of deterring us from using takeout cups and getting us back into the habit of using keep cups. So obviously, this is going to be quite a significant impact for anybody in the coffee shop industry right around the country and indeed right here in the Midlands. And who better to discuss this topic than a man who has coffee shops not just in Laois and Offaly but also Westmeath, Alan Duffy of Chocolate Brown. Welcome to the show tonight. Thank you for talking to us.
Hi, Aisling. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Now, Alan, I know, before the pandemic, we were, I think, making moves towards using reusable coffee cups. And, we'd gotten into the habit of always having one in our handbags or whatever it might be. I have a really handy one that collapses, so it doesn't take up too much space. And we were making moves. We might not have been as good as other countries, but we were getting there. Then, the dreaded C word hits, and there's a fear. Turns out to be unfounded, but there was a fear at the beginning that exchanging coffee cups and things like that might spread the virus, and all of a sudden we're all back using takeaway cups. And it was a huge transition, I imagine, for you even at the time.
Absolutely. It was, there was great progress being made towards people moving over to their reusable cups. And then, as you say, along came COVID, and it just took a huge setback. Now, we've noticed in our shops that there's definitely an uptake again of reusable cups. So, a lot of the people that were, certainly all the people that were in a good habit of using them, the reusable cups beforehand, have come back to that now. But it's the momentum of building up more people into that category that has dropped off, there's no doubt.
How do you feel about this? Let's go with the nickname, this latte levy. What, as a business person, as somebody who is quite literally like this is your income here we're talking about. How do you feel about this idea of adding a 20 cent tax on top of the takeaway cup of coffee?
Okay, if I'm to be brutally honest, I'll tell you I'm terrified. And I'm terrified basically because costs have become a huge threat to all businesses at the moment, not least ours. And any talk of an extra cost of that magnitude, especially, would be just terrifying. Having said that, this is a problem, and this problem has to be solved. And we have a track record in this country with the plastic bag tax, which was a clear success. So I'm, yes, worried, but also very much aware that there is no choice. We have to do something. There exists a big problem that can be fixed and should be fixed.
Okay. I well, now you might give out to me for saying this, but I believe a cup of coffee tastes an awful lot better out of well, a China mug that or a mug, a traditional what we call a mug, as opposed to the cardboard cups, takeaway cups. I just don't like. I think it. I just don't think it tastes as good, right? Is that like? Do people would from your business perspective, where is your business? Is it in people popping in for a takeout, or is it people coming to sit down and have a chat, and they're not looking for the takeaway option that in that case?
Yeah, it's pretty much a mixture, Aisling, in our business. They're two different markets, really. There's the takeout market and the sit-down market. The sit-down market is much more leisurely. They sit down, hang around. Takeout ones, they come and they go and they're gone. But back to your point there about the taste of it, it's a food product, coffee and tea and hot chocolate and all the rest. And it's, in view of being a food product, it's subjective. Taste is subjective. So you might find it tastes better from ceramic. Others might say it tastes better from the cup. So it's really an individual choice as to how they like it. Having said that, nobody wants to contribute to the problem. Nobody wants to be part of the problem that is there. And you say yourself, you see the cups out for your walk and you see them lying around. You see them after a Saturday night and you see all the disposable bits that are lying around. It's ugly and it's not doing our environment any good.
And from your business perspective, like, I don't own a coffee shop. I have no idea of that industry. But yet, when I go out and I see, and it's clear, like there at the litter on the street, the branding of whatever outlet is very clear on the side of the cup. I'm kind of embarrassed on behalf of that coffee shop owner because I'm thinking, you know, like, you don't intend your product will become litter. Your intention is you're providing a service to the public, not adding to the problem. But unfortunately, because we're in this habit of, let's be honest, not really caring about littering in this country, this is a significant issue nowadays.
Yeah, I agree. Couldn't agree more. The when I'm driving around the towns that we operate in, and I see somebody walking along the street with one of my cups, branded cups in their hand, there's this little bit of pride goes through me that go, yeah, okay, that's good. It's working. People like our stuff, and that's lovely. But then I drive a little further up the street and I see one on the ground someplace, or sitting on top of a flower pot or somewhere where it shouldn't be. And my heart melts. I just go, no, it's not working. There has to be something better. I agree with you. It is a source of embarrassment when they're not there. But having said that, then it's a highlighting another little issue, which is the infrastructure within the country for recycle and composting. And the infrastructure would say after the end user, what are they supposed to do with stuff? You'd have to ask the question, are there enough bins throughout the towns? Are these bins emptied regularly enough? Are the bins dynamic in terms of, have they got a place for waste, a place for recycling, a place for compost? All of that sort of system, you'd have to question is the infrastructure in place for us all to do a little better? And I think there's work to be done on that. There's definitely work to be done on that front.
I think that's a very valid point. Like, you know, when you're out and about and you're busy, you're not necessarily just minding yourself and the coffee cup. You might have maybe a buggy to push or a shopping to carry or an elderly member of the family to support. And if you can get rid of something, i.e. the empty coffee cup once you've finished it, I do think there is an issue. And I know that it's a policy in certain areas where people don't want bins because there's a thinking that if you don't have bins, people will bring their rubbish home. But in many areas, that just doesn't work. And it's a similar one. I'm a dog owner. And, you know, I will always, it'll be rare that I'll be caught short without the little dog poo bags. And, you know, I always make a point of going to find a bin. And it's much easier, I have to admit, to find bins in the larger cities like in Dublin or Galway or Limerick than it is in the Midlands. And it's not pleasant carrying around litter or dog poo. I want to get rid of it as quickly as is feasibly possible. So I can understand the temptation of just, Asher, I'll just fire the coffee cup over the wall there. And sure, nobody will notice. Like, you know, sure, everybody else does it. What's it matter? So you said at the start of this that, like, you don't want to add to the problem. You don't want your business, you don't want Chocolate Brown to be seen as a litter icon or a litter black spot. And that's fair point. But you're terrified at this idea of it all coming into play. Has the government been discussing this with the industry? Were you aware this was in the pipeline?
Yeah, no, it's not that I'm terrified of this coming in. I think this is going to come in and I embrace it and I believe it should. It's the cost factor at this point that worries me. Just our costs have gone through the roof. As not just ours, every business has costs have gone through the roof. They're clearly growing and growing and growing. As is the cost of these cups.
Okay.
Only last week I saw an email coming through saying that the cost of my disposable coffee cups, disposable coffee cups, will be going up by 20%. It's an email I got on, and that's the third increase in the last 6 months.
Because percentages tend not to work well on radio. When you say 20%, give us an idea. Say, like, if you were ordering, I don't know, 100 cups of coffee, like, how much has it gone up by in brass tacks?
So it's about 20 cents for a cup and lid. And that's going to go up now by a further 20%. So no, that'll go to 24.
Yeah.
They're all worries, you know, and they go down to the bottom line very fast. And, you know, you have to worry about that. But having said that, the way out of this is exactly the same as the bag tax for shopping. Nobody would have seen how that could possibly work. It was put in, does work. I think everybody would have had their worries and fears as to how that was possibly going to work. When is that about 20 years old now?
Yeah, at least,
But yet it has worked, and there we are in the habit of it now. And I see myself, I bought a reusable cup. I treated myself to a really nice reusable cup in 2019, and I'm still using it today. Now, I would say I'm a coffee drinker, I'm a coffee lover. I drink probably 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day. If you add that up, that's a lot of reusable cups that I have not used because I'm using my reusable. As it happens, I forgot it today and I am using the reusable cup. Just the one day I'm on the radio talking about it. For me, it was just about building the habit and getting on with it. Now it's pretty much second nature, except for today, that I take it with me. And there's an awful lot of our customers that are the same like that. It presents issues. It presents issues for, you know, somebody who's on the road all day or out and about all day, and they get their first cup of coffee and then they're bringing in the used cup, which is dirty. They don't have no facility in their car or wherever to wash it. And they're bringing in a used cup into the shop then and asking them to give it a little rinse out for them. Now, if it's not busy, of course, that's no issue. And even if it is busy, a quick rinse. But it does present then the worry about hygiene and, you know, passing stuff across and stuff like that. They're worries, but they're not insurmountable. They can be overcome somehow or other. We'll find a way to work through those. But to me, the answer is in getting a bigger uptake of people using reusable cups.
I remember, and I'm not quite sure about the reusable bags if it's 20 years ago, but I remember being in school and I'm nearly certain it was the year that we were doing the litter cleanup as part of, or a pretend litter cleanup as part of St. Patrick's Day Parade, when the plastic bag issue, the ban on plastic bags came in. And I remember at the time, there was conversations about it everywhere. We didn't seem to be able to go anywhere. There seemed to be a really effective communications campaign at the time about why we were making this change and why we were trying to get rid of. Because even though fly tipping and all of that is still an issue today, it was significantly worse before we brought this measure in. And as we all know now, that has worked. And there was a big conversation around at the time. So do we need, because this was announced a couple of weeks back, it was in the news for a couple of days, and then, you know, as the news cycle goes, it moved on to something else. But do we need a more of a communications campaign around this so that at least the public know what's happening and when it's happening?
Yeah, Ashley, I think there's definitely needs to be a lot more discussion about this. And I think also the various parties need to take responsibility. So there's a few different parties involved in this. There's obviously coffee shop owners like myself. We mm-hmm. need to step up and do our bit. Consumers in general need to step up and do their bit. But also government need to step up and do their bit. And that comes back to what I was saying earlier about the infrastructure within our recycling, composting and waste facilities to capture these. We need to capture more recyclable cups and get them recycled. We need to capture more compostable cups and get them composted. If you take a compostable cup, which they're still in their infancy in terms of development, but some of them have caused issues with leaking. So you bring a, you pick up a car in one of my shops in Tullamore. If we were using compostable cups and you drive to Dublin, and by the time you get to Kinnegad, you've got a puddle in your car where they, you know, they've leaked a little bit. That's getting better, that technology, and they're getting better at making sure that doesn't happen. The recyclable cups are as good as they've ever been. They'll carry your cup all day and into the next day without leaking. And we all have this lovely imagination that all the recyclable cups go into recycle facilities and get recycled, and all the compostable cups go into the compostable section and get composted. The reality is, if you take one of the compostable cups and throw it into your compost heap at the back of your garden, it'll still sit there as a compostable cup 20 years later. They need to be broken down in a compostable center, and we just don't have enough of those in the country. I think the last time I looked, I think there are five between north and south. So there's just not enough of that, and we need more investment into that area. So that the, as I say, the infrastructure at the other end is there to take care of the problem. That's not getting away from the idea of the tax. The tax, I think, will focus people's minds. Then somebody gets a choice. Okay, they go into a shop. Like sometimes I hit the local shop and I've forgotten my reusable bag. So I have to just suck it up and pay the couple of cents or whatever it is for the bag.
And I think it's fair to say we've all been there, you know.
Absolutely.
We've all gone into the shop and realized, oh God, I left the bag in the boot or whatever he left it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you're asked the question, you make the decision, and it focuses your mind. Don't forget it next time. And I think, you know, we will reach a point where the same question will be asked in coffee shops about coffee. And, you know, it'll focus the mind, and you'll have to answer that question and make the decision. And it could focus your mind as, you know what it is, I will take the one out of the car next time, or I will take that out of the cupboard at home. And I think most of us at this age have probably two or three reusable cups lying around in drawers or in cupboards that we just haven't put ourselves into the habit of using. And again, that's where bringing it into conversation, conversations like you and I are having today, and a little bit more like that, can just help people focus the mind. The volume of coffee drank in this country, and as a coffee shop owner, I will say, thank God, is huge. And if we can do that in a greener way, in a better way, absolutely, bring it on. That's what we need to be doing.
Well, Alan Duffy of Chocolate Brown in Laois, Offaly and Westmeath. I think I'm one of those people who, if I could have an IV drip here with coffee and stuck into me, I would. I am absolutely delighted that we got to speak to you on the show today as a representative of the many, many wonderful coffee shop owners right across the Midlands. And we watch this space with interest. I'd be very interested to hear from listeners. What do you think? Are you going to go out and get yourself, as Alan did, treat yourself to a really nice reusable a coffee cup? I have to say, as I said, my one that's collapsible is in my handbag 90% of the time. So that's my chosen one. But we'll watch the space. We'll see when this tax actually gets brought in. And I suppose, like we did with the smoking ban and the plastic bag ban, we'll just have to make an adjustment. We will be back after the break. Stay tuned. Well, you are listening to Let's Go Green here on Midlands 103. I'm your host, Aisling O'Rourke, and I do hope you have been enjoying the show this evening. I am very interested in hearing from you about the topics we discuss on tonight's show. But overall, what would you like to hear us talk about here on the show? Because I am very much committed to making this show a community-driven one. So if you are involved in any kind of environmental projects, perhaps you're trying to turn your office into maybe a paperless office, or you're doing a litter collection in your area, anything at all that helps to benefit the environment here in the Midlands, I want to hear from you. You can get in contact with me by email on letsgogreen@midlands103.com. It's a bit long-winded, I know. But the email address again is letsgogreen@midlands103.com. at midlands103.com. If you're on Twitter, you can send me a message at Aisling O'Rourke. Now, that's the Irish way. It's AISLINGOROURKE. Or you can message me through Instagram at Aisling Makes Stories. But do please get in contact. Tell us what you want to hear on the show. Who do you want to hear us speaking to? Nominate somebody that you'd like to get some airtime. Maybe there's somebody in your community doing an awful lot of work for the environment that you would like to see get a bit of just notice for the work that they are going on, that they are taking part in behind the scenes. Well, now I know it's not autumn, but I wanted to play something that feels summery because I don't want to tempt fate or anything, but is it just me or is there a bit of a summery feel about it out there at the moment? I'm kind of looking forward to it myself, and the mood feels like it's on the up. So here is my summery tune for tonight, even though it's about the autumn. Fall of 49 by First Day Lions. You're listening to Let's Go Green here on Midlands 103, the show all about sustainability and how we can do our bit in the fight against climate change. Well, in recent months or even years, you might have become aware of, well, all the things in our house that are not so great for the environment, whether that's the pods for the washing machine or the plastic bottles that our washing liquid comes in, and all of these extra bits, usually plastic, let's be honest, that we bring into our lives. And even if you think about, you know, maybe you did your groceries over the weekend and, you know, how much plastic did you have to get rid of at the end of the day? You know, that I always have this bundle and I'm not really sure what to do with it. And can I recycle it, or is that kind of plastic recyclable? And it all gets a bit stressful. And there's this new concept coming to the Irish retail market, and that is refill shops, shops where you can go into to purchase your products, but bring the containers with you and buy what you need, but in a more sustainable way. Now, I'm a bit of a refill shop virgin in that I have yet to actually go into one of these stores, but I know they're in my area and I am very, very curious, but ever so slightly daunted because I'm not sure what the etiquette is with it all, or even how they work. And I thought, well, we have to tackle this. And given that earlier on in this evening's programme, we were talking about what we're expecting to be called the latte levy that we're expecting towards the end of this year, I thought, well, do you know what? This week's the week to be talking about it. We'll stay on theme. So we're joined now by Evelyn Fitzpatrick of the Refill Mill in Mullingar. Evelyn, welcome to Let's Go Green.
Oh, thanks very much for having me, Aisling. I'm delighted to be here talking about this.
Now, Evelyn, as I said there, like I would genuinely try. I make an effort. I am definitely not perfect, okay? And yeah, I know my recycling definitely could do with some work, okay? But I am aware, mostly from the internet, I have to be honest, about this idea where you could go in maybe with your empty jam jars or whatever it might be to purchase products. And I have seen these shops pop up, but I'm totally unsure as to the etiquette of it. So I haven't even ventured in the front door. So can you talk me through it? What exactly is, and I know you're called the Refill Mill, but what exactly is the idea behind these refill shops?
Well, the whole idea is that we would reduce our plastic consumption. Basically, we're trying to give people the alternative to make better choices and more eco-friendly choices day to day. So they are really daunting. And I know that because people say it to me all the time, and I have people come in all the time that are nervous about what it is they have to do. And we expect that. Refill shop owners expect that. We know that it's not the norm. We know that it's trying to get people to change a lifetime of habits. So they're generally very friendly shops to come into and explain what way it works. So really, if you bring in your own containers, we just weigh your container first, and then you can fill it up with as much or as little as you like, and then we weigh it again. So the whole thing there is you're paying for the products and not the packaging. And they're brilliant because you're also not paying for disposing of the packaging either. And we're trying to work in with the circular economy where we're reusing what we have. We're not just trying to reduce plastic waste. We're trying to reuse everything that we have already. Okay. So, Yeah. So we're not fussy about what containers you bring in. Yes, you know, that kind of way. Yeah.
This is the thing. So
yeah.
What, like, say if you're a newbie like me, yeah, and you're going into the shop and you know, well, I definitely need some washing up liquid for the dishes. I probably need some, you know, some detergent for the washing machine. You know, where do you start? How do you know what containers even to bring with you?
Well, I always say whatever containers you have. So if you have already got a washing up liquid bottle, just keep that. And when you're finished it, you can bring it in and we can just keep reusing that. So a lot of my customers would come in and they have a bottle that they've been using for a year, like a bottle of fairy liquid that they have. And they've been refilling since last year. And you can see the markings on the back that every time they've refilled it. So you can see, like, the bottles get a bit tattered after a while, but they're usually strong plastic. So, and the same with their detergents. So if you have a laundry detergent bottle, just bring that back in. Some people bring in water bottles. Some people bring in milk jugs. It's honestly whatever you have there. And other people do prefer to get new glass jars or, you know, nice looking pretty things to make their pantry or their utility room really nice.
Oh, well, now that's the whole edit effect, really, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there is no need for that. Some people just prefer. But I would say to use what you have first. Don't go throwing out everything that's in your press and starting fresh. Just use what you have and buy what you need as you need it. And once you come in,
Evelyn, what happens then if, say, you go in and you think, oh, I didn't realise I could buy flour here as well, and I didn't bring a container for that, but actually I'd love to make some pancakes tonight and I've run out. Evelyn, help me.
Yes. Yeah, so we have plenty of recycled paper bags in the shop as well. And that happens all the time. A lot of our customers would forget their jars, or people coming in for the first time don't realise they have to bring it. So we have paper bags there for that. And usually we have a little basket full of recycled jars, that just jam jars or whatever that's been donated, that we clean and sterilise, and then we leave them out for people to just reuse. And you can just help yourself to those as well. So there is options, okay, you know, if you don't have to come in fully prepared. A lot of people come in for the first time and just have a look around to see what is actually there and do out a little list of what they might need.
I know the local refill shop to me also, like, they do vegetables and they do, you can go in for a cup of coffee, like to hark back to our earlier conversation. Is that typical of this type of shop?
Not always, no. There are a few that have kind of doubled up with the coffees and things like that as well, but generally they would just be regular retail shops that you can come in and buy your refills and reusable products as well. But it is a nice idea because there's a real community feel to the coffee shop connected to it, and the fruit and veg as well. But that's not something that I've got into here in Mullingar. We've got a gorgeous fruit and veg shop across the road, and we're trying to work with other businesses to promote it that way.
And is this going back to the idea of, you know, we've all gotten very used to going to the large supermarket maybe once, twice a week. And, you know, I can get everything there if I wanted to. Whereas maybe, like, when my mom or even grandparents were young, you went to the butchers and then you went to the grocers and then you went, you shopped around effectively.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to encourage people to do in Mullingar?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I always say we're not doing anything new. We're actually going back to the old ways. And I get a lot of older customers coming in and they're saying, this is the way I used to shop, or this is the way my parents shopped. And that is it. We're bringing it back to basics. The culture at the minute and the way we've gone is pure convenience, and you know, everything is in the one shop, and why would you go any further? But it does take a little bit of extra effort, but there's a routine involved in that as well. So a lot of my customers would come in, shop with me, buy all their refills, head over across the road to the fruit and veg shop, buy their fruit and veg plastic free, and then onto the butchers, and they're bringing their own containers to the butchers now as well. So they're really using so much less plastic in their shopping, and it just takes an extra hour or so in the shopping, but we're trying to make it as convenient as possible for people.
You've reminded me, my mum would regularly tell stories of, you know, weighing out grain, weighing out flour. Her grandfather had a shop in Horsley when she was a teenager. So she would have spent summers and weekends and all that working in the behind the counter and weighing all these things out and calculating it up. So I suppose, like I mentioned at the start of our conversation, like the obvious things to me, if I look at my, and I did look at my kitchen before we had this conversation,
yeah.
I'm thinking like, I'm terrible. I do use the washing detergent pods for my laundry because it's convenient and I know I shouldn't. And I feel guilty every time I do it, if I'm honest. I'm thinking, you know, washing up liquid and maybe even dishwasher powder, or like, what are the kind of things that you can, now I know you can't speak for every single shop in the country or anything like that, but typically what are the things that we could go into a refill shop to purchase instead of buying a new plastic container of whatever it might be in the supermarket?
So generally there is household cleaners and detergents. So we really do kind of all have those, and shampoos, conditioners, hand soap is a big one as well. But also dried foods. So you'd usually be able to find your pasta, rice, nuts, dried fruits, herbs and spices, all the bases, really. Generally, refill shops will have a little bit of everything, you know, teas and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can do quite a lot. It's really, if you're looking for dried foods, we generally have most of the options there. You know, we're trying to have a little bit of everything. So you could do a lot more of your shop than you would think with it. But I also wanted to say to you, I hear you're giving out to yourself and feeling guilty for using the laundry pods, but nobody is perfect. And that's a big thing. Do you know, even owners of the refill shops, we're not perfect. Nobody in this society, it's really, really difficult to do everything right. And sometimes it is more convenient to go with the less eco stuff, but it's all about making the effort with it and trying to make changes where you can. And it has to fit in with your lifestyle as well. It's just a little and often small changes, I think, are really what
and that is the entire thesis behind Let's Go Green. So to stop beating ourselves over the back, it's to try and make those small changes and to get thinking about, you know, the practical stuff we could be doing that will have an impact. So okay, then if you're in kind of the dried fruits type of area, then I have to ask, how do you manage then risk of contamination? Say like for people who are celiac or anything like that, like if you're, say, spooning out the flour or whatever it might be, how does that all work for people like you?
So we generally can't guarantee that there wouldn't be any cross contamination, just the nature of the shop itself. But we do work really hard. So we have separated a lot of the gluten products away from the gluten-free products. And then we also have scoops. So we've got little buckets to the left with clean scoops and little buckets to the right with used scoops. So we just get people to pick up a clean scoop for every jar and then put it into the used one afterwards. And that's how we're trying to stop a cross-contamination. But it is a difficult thing. And I do have a few customers that are celiac, and I have got everything separated in the storeroom, and I would run upstairs and fill for them to make sure that they're not using something that somebody else has used a scoop for pasta and they're getting fruit with it then. So, but it isn't, it's never a guarantee. It is, that is one of the hard parts of it.
And I suppose as well, it depends then as well, the your personal seriousness of the allergy or the intolerance. Yes. For some people, that might be a very big issue, but for others, it might just be perhaps an intolerance. Something mightn't be as big a concern.
Exactly.
But you mentioned there that in your store in particular, you do the gluten-free options. So there are options there.
Are options, yeah. And we do try really hard to cater for everybody, but
it's not always possible, but at least make the effort.
Exactly, yeah.
So Evelyn, how many, or do you know, like, is there a community of refill shop owners in Ireland?
Yeah, it's amazing. And that's one of the things that surprised me most when I came up with the idea and was starting off. Other refill shop owners are so willing to help. And we're all, it's not like, even though we all sell online, we're not competing with each other. We're helping each other we have a common goal of trying to get people on board with this idea of reducing their plastic waste. There's a Facebook group for us all. There's a couple of WhatsApp groups as well. And generally we check in to see, like, do you know, this is a brilliant product and we're stocking this now. And it's so fantastic. And it's really nice, actually, the community that's come on with it. I wasn't expecting it to be so welcoming and open. So it's lovely. And we'd visit each other's shops as well. It's really nice.
That's lovely to hear, because it's I think, as well as somebody who has a very small business interest, but yeah, it is nice to have a community to work with. That support makes things an awful lot easier.
Yeah.
So then obviously you're in Mullingar. Are there other refill shops in the Midlands that you are aware of?
Yeah, there's a great one in Trim called Cult Zero. I was actually going into them before I opened my own shop. That's where I was shopping. Other than that, there isn't a huge amount in the Midlands, but I've no doubt in the next years or so there'll be a few more popping up, because since I've opened my shop, I've talked to 3 or 4 other new businesses that have opened in Wicklow and Dublin, and you know, they're popping up all over the place. So yeah,
and we should say, of course, that many markets that are selling dried goods, or they encourage people to, like, and I know myself, so you say, even with Tullamore Food Fair, like, that you can bring your jars and your bags. It's not necessarily a specific site for that, but many market holders will encourage you to do it as well. Well, Evelyn Fitzpatrick of the Refill Mill in Mullingar, County Westmeath, thank you for educating us around the etiquette of refill shopping. I promise I will give it a go, and I hope our listeners will do too. Thank you for joining us on Let's Go Green.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.
We're going to take a short break now, but we will be back with some music in a few moments' time. You are listening to Let's Go Green here on Midlands 103. Well, I hope you have enjoyed our show here this evening. What do you think about the latte levy? Is it going to convince you to buy one of those reusable coffee cups? Because I know when you go into the shop and they look pretty and everything, they're not cheap. But the idea, I guess, is that the more you use them, the more cost per use, I guess, would be the term, that it makes sense financially. And of course, naturally, it makes sense for the environment. As I said, I'm never far from a reusable water bottle or coffee cup. It's just who I am. I'm in the habit of it. I suppose I grew up with it. But I'm very interested in hearing your thoughts on the latte levy, this tax that is going to be added to take away paper, cardboard, coffee cups, even if it's hot chocolate, I guess, or a cup of tea from your local cafe. But this tax has been added to, in the hopes of incentivizing us to use reusable coffee cups and takeout cups of that nature. So I'm very interested in your thoughts. As I said earlier on, please do get in contact with us through letsgogreen@midlands103.com. I'm also really curious to know, do you go to a refillable store? Do you go to the Refill Mill in Mullingar? Maybe you go further afield to Dublin, or I think or the other ones that Evelyn mentioned there. It's something that I'm definitely going to check out, because I'm becoming more and more aware of it in my own home, and it's something that I've become more and more conscious of talking to people on the show each week. So I think it's time we start putting words into action. And the fact that these shops are springing up, why not give it a go and see, is it less convenient? Because maybe it's not. Maybe the thoughts of it are what is putting us off them. Just, you know, throwing it out there. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed the show this week. I will be back same time next week. I know between all the bank holidays and the match there last week, we got a bit higgledy-piggledy. We've not been as consistent as I would like with the show, but it's the time of year for it. So, you know, we can't really complain. So, you know, I love to play Irish music here on the show each and every week. So tonight, I am going to leave you with Friction Burns by The Blizzards. Take care, have a safe week, and I'll chat to you same time next week here on Midlands 103.